My Gorn. That's right. That's what OMG stands for. Guys, thank you so much for the response that I've had to episode one. It's been amazing. You guys are tremendous, and thank you so much for downloading it, which has given me the drive, if you like, to push on and do a second, and who knows, maybe even a third one of these. No, honestly, I enjoy it. It's great. It's just finding the time that's difficult. But I'm here now, and we're going to go through another episode from front to back, just like last week, only obviously it'll be a different episode of Star Trek, because that would just be weird. Yep. This week, we're going to cover Star Trek Voyager episode Message in a Bottle, and hope you enjoy it. Of course, I'll chip in with little bits along the way, just like I did last week, and at the end of it, I'll share some interesting facts that I found on Memory Alpha, and we'll maybe give the episode a score, and then we'll wrap things up, and we'll all go home happy. Okay? Sounds like a plan. Let's do it. Okay, so let's get started then.
Cold, patronizing, arrogant.
I know she can be difficult.
Difficult? She's impossible.
I'm getting tired of playing referee every time you two have a disagreement. Glad. If you have a problem, talk to her yourself.
Does the word irrelevant
she's got that jacket on with all these like skull poles and stuff sticking out the top pocket, human, which is pretty cool. Borg. It's kind of like an overcoat.
Part of the problem is your attitude. You've never tried to accept like Seven as part of the crew.
And with good reason. Guess what she did this morning? She took an isolinear processor out of engineering without asking. And when I went to Astrometrics to get it back, she had locked the door. Like that lab is her own private domain.
What do you want me to do? Throw her in the brig for the rest of the trip home?
I've heard worse ideas.
Oh, no, no. Valana, tut, tut.
Chakotay here.
Report to the Astrometrics lab at once.
On my way.
Did you hear that? She's giving orders now. I'm telling you, Chakotay, if she gets in my way again, I am not responsible for what happens.
She can be quite blunt, can't she?
You're a senior officer on this ship. Act like one. Find a way to deal with her.
Yeah, suck it up. Then he goes trotting after Janeway down the corridor.
Astrometrics?
I've been summoned. Any guesses what this is about?
None.
Always loved the Astrometrics lab. I thought it was really cool.
It was. I've been working to increase the range of the astrometric sensors, and I've detected something that you should find of particular interest.
A ship? What's special about it?
I've analyzed the warp signature. It's a Starfleet vessel.
Now that's got her interested, hasn't it, eh? Yeah, particularly like this episode, Message in a Bottle. It was from Season 4 of Voyager, and is Episode 14. Landmark episode, this, actually. Not a lot of people will know this, but it was the 500th episode of Star Trek, released in all. And it was the 80th out of 168 produced in Voyager. So, first aired on the 21st of January, 98. What else can we tell you? Yeah, the teleplay was by Lisa Klink. The story by Rick Williams, and it was directed by Nancy Malone on Stardate 51462. Isn't Memory Alpha a fantastic thing, eh? That's where I get a lot of my tidbits from, and I'll be talking you through some more of them, obviously, as we go. This episode is the one that features American actor Andy Dick, who was offered the role of the EMH Mark II after letting Brannon Braga know interested in making an appearance on Star Trek Voyager. Apparently Braga and him were friends, so accounting for his acceptance of the role, Dick recalled, "It just seemed like such a great opportunity. I was a fan of Star Trek, but I'm not what you would call a regular viewer of any of the shows. I just thought it would be a challenge for me to do an episode." And apparently, where are we? Yeah, he was best seen. I'd never heard of this guy until I obviously researched him. Best known for playing a character, Matthew, in News Radio, which apparently was some sitcom or something that was aired over there, so. But yeah, I think it did a decent enough job. Okay, on we go.
The ship we're seeing is in the Alpha Quadrant.
You couldn't have extended the astrometric sensors that far.
No, but I increased the range far enough to detect a large network of relay stations. They're alien in origin, abandoned, but still functioning. By establishing a sensor link with the nearest station, I'm getting readings from the entire network. The Starfleet ship is within range of one of the farthest sensors near the outer edges of the Alpha Quadrant.
It must be on a deep space mission.
I've extrapolated its course.
It doesn't look like we'll be able to keep track of it very long.
The ship should move out of range in 41 minutes.
Guys did a really
Can
good job here with the graphics and stuff, didn't they?
Yes, but we'll have to remodulate our signal to match the network's interlink frequency.
We don't have much time. Get it done, Chakotay.
Now who's barking orders?
Seven of Nine to Ensign Kim.
Kim here.
I'm sending you the interlink frequencies.
Got it.
Seven, how much longer do we have?
16 minutes.
That should do it. The subspace transceiver is at 200% output and online. We're ready.
Open a channel.
Open.
Starfleet vessel? This is Captain Catherine Janeway of the Starship Voyager. We're in the Delta Quadrant. At coordinates 18, mark 205, mark 47. Remodulate your signal to match our interlink frequency.
Quite an exciting bit, this, isn't it? As we all wait with bated breath.
We're receiving a transmission.
Let's hear it. Starship Voyager. We're in the...
Bridge to 7, what went wrong?
I don't understand. My readings show that the station picked up our message and relayed it across the entire network.
We should try widening the subspace bandwidth and sending the message again.
Do it.
Yeah, transmitting.
The signal is being relayed. No sign of interference. Wait, it's being deflected back again.
This is Captain Catherine Janeway, Starship.
Oh, the frustration in Janeway's face.
The Delta...
I have a possible explanation, Captain. As our carrier wave moves along the network, it may be degrading.
Can we try a different kind of signal? Something stronger?
A holographic data stream might work. It wouldn't degrade so quickly.
It would take too long to reconfigure the message. Unless...
The doctor.
Exactly.
Bring him to Astrometrics and I'll meet you there. We don't have much time.
So we cut to the medical bay. The doctor's minding his own business. Test tubes and pipettes.
You have to come with me. Quickly.
Would you mind at least telling me what all this is about?
So he's downloaded onto the mobile emitter.
When I requested more away missions, this isn't exactly what I had in mind.
You may be our only chance to communicate with that ship.
When you get there, you'll be downloaded into their EMH system. I'm sending an initiation code along with your program, so you'll be activated immediately.
We have less than 90 seconds before that ship moves out of range.
How am I supposed to get back here?
When you've completed your mission, instruct them to move within range of the sensor network. With any luck, they'll be able to send you back the same way you came.
Luck.
I won't lie to you, Doctor. A lot of things could go wrong. We're relying on an alien technology to send you across thousands of light years.
So there's a chance my program could be lost.
Yes, I'm asking you to take that chance.
35 seconds.
Doctor?
Far be it for me to turn down an opportunity to become a hero. I'm ready.
He's great,
Picardo. Taurus to bridge.
Standing by.
I'm downloading him into the transceiver array.
10 seconds.
Good luck, Doctor.
There's that word again.
And off he goes. This is really cool, this, because we then see the ship on the screen passing out of sensor range. And then he rematerializes on this really futuristic-looking Federation sickbay.
Hello? Is anyone here?
It's all very clean and bright.
This is the Federation starship Prometheus.
Almost next generation-esque.
Affirmative.
Huh. Sickbay to bridge. All right. This is sickbay calling any crew member. Please respond. Computer.
It's all very quiet.
Is the comm system malfunctioning?
Negative.
Then why can't I reach anyone?
Access to the communication system has been restricted.
Restricted, but this is important. Isn't there some sort of emergency comm channel available?
Just spotted a phaser burn on the wall. And someone lying on the floor checks for their pulse. it spots another one. Severe phaser burns, but this guy is still alive, so he gets a hypo spray.
Try to lie still. You have severe phaser burns. What happened here?
Romulans. They've taken over the ship.
Those are his last words. So straight away the doctor's in something of a situation. We see another external shot of the Prometheus, which is a quite striking looking
ship.
There's
a vessel approaching on an intercept course. It's Starfleet.
I told you to mask our warp trail.
And on the bridge we've got these Romulans
everywhere.
I've been
trying. These new systems are unfamiliar. We should have left some of the crew alive.
You'd be surprised how stubborn humans can be.
The Starfleet ship is closing.
Raise shields and prepare to fire phasers.
Really evil-looking Romulan guy. Must find out who that actor is. Bear with
Computer,
me a second.
How many Romulans are on board?
27.
Are there any Starfleet crew members?
None alive.
Computer, display the design schematic
Judson
of this ship
Scott
and list general specifications.
Ricard.
USS Prometheus. Experimental
Edge,
prototype
Romulan
designed for deep space tactical assignments. Primary battle systems include regenerative shielding, ablative hull armor, multi-vector assault mode.
Multi-vector assault mode? Describe.
Access to tactical data requires level 4 clearance.
What can you show me at my clearance level?
Fired upon by another Federation ship.
Shields are holding.
Engage the multi-vector assault mode.
That system has never been tested.
Then we'll test it now.
I find that hard to believe
as well.
I gave
you an order and
I
expect you to follow it. Multi-vector assault mode.
I know it's a prototype,
now.
They must have tested it.
Yes, Commander.
Initiating decoupling sequence. Auto separation in 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7.
Computer, what's happening?
6.
Computer.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Separation sequence in progress.
This is pretty cool. So the ship then separates into 3 sections. The saucer and 2 star drives. Apparently all battle ready and warp capable. Which begs the question, do
We're
they all
attack
have
formation.
They must have separate
Each
warp
section
cores,
is armed and responding to our command.
In effect, yeah, that one ship becomes a small
Attack
squadron.
Attack pattern Beta 47.
Specify target.
The Starfleet vessel, bearing 162 Mark 7.
Pattern and target confirmed.
So, to engage the USS Bonchun.
I think we should consider that a successful test. Begin the reintegration sequence, then get me a full damage report.
Yes, Commander.
But in the attack, though, a Romulan has been hurt, so the commander goes over to make sure that the person's
He's
okay.
Hurt.
Take him to the medical bay.
Reintegration sequence complete.
Computer. Is there any way for me to gain access to the communication system to send a message to another ship?
Negative. Communications access requires level 4 clearance or above.
He's got to be careful here because the female Romulan Navala is just about to enter sickbay, so he crouches behind the desk. And as she brings in her injured comrade, he kind of pops up.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
Who activated you?
You did. Automatically, when you entered sickbay.
Can you treat him?
Of course. That's my function. Third degree burns, hairline jaw fracture, and a ruptured blood vessel in his brain. I'll have to operate.
You're a Starfleet program. Why should I trust you?
I'm a doctor. Whether my patient is human or Romulan, I'll do everything in my power to save him.
Absolutely.
You're welcome to assist me if you'd like.
It's his primary directive.
Or maybe
of
you just prefer to supervise.
Report to me when you're finished.
Mm-hmm. It's puzzled now as
Computer,
to what to do.
Can I access this ship's EMH program? Or do I need some kind of clearance for that, too?
Access to that program is unrestricted.
Activated.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
What the hell are you doing in my sick bay? I've been programmed to identify every member of this crew. You aren't one of them.
That's because I'm...
State your rank and security clearance.
I don't have clearance. I'm an emergency medical hologram. Oh. I've been sent here to...
Yes, 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 yes. You're the Mark 1 EMH, the inferior program.
Inferior program.
Inferior.
Love that.
Beady eyes, terrible bedside manner. I recognize you. But you're not part of this database. What are you doing here?
If you disengage your vocal subroutines for 1 second, I'd explain. I was transmitted onto this ship by a Starfleet vessel over 60,000 light years from here.
60,000 light years? We don't have ships that far out.
It's the Starship Voyager. We were taken into the Delta Quadrant 4 years ago by an alien force.
EMH-2 is just spotted the Romulan.
Activating intruder alert.
That's the last thing you want to do.
Security!
Listen to me. This vessel has been taken over by Romulans. The crew is dead. You and I are the only Starfleet officers on board. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Computer, deactivate EMH.
Computer, activate EMH.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
Now what?
I need your help.
Starfleet Security Protocol 28, Subsection D. In the event of hostile alien takeover, the EMH is to deactivate and wait for rescue.
I'm afraid you don't have that luxury. There are two ships at stake here, yours and mine. Now, I need to know more about what's happening. Is the Federation at war with the Romulans?
No. The Romulans haven't gotten involved in our fight with the Dominion.
The who?
That's right, yeah, of course. Cause...
Long story.
In our doctor case, here doesn't know, well, doesn't know anything about the Dominion War
I'm
at all,
a doctor, not a commando.
It's time you became a little of both.
You don't understand. The Prometheus is an experimental prototype, and so am I. I haven't even been field tested yet. I'm not designed for this kind of duty.
Try to calm down. You'll do fine as long as I'm here. I have plenty of expertise in this area.
This really
area.
Well.
Now,
apparently, before
first,
filming,
we've got a patient.
He'd not really seen
you
the
treat
show.
His burns, I'll repair the bone
so
fracture.
He had watched a
you're
few episodes
serious.
To get an
I
idea of the
am.
Style.
He's the enemy.
And,
he needs our
all.
Help. I assume you're familiar
they
with
were
the Hippocratic
do,
Oath.
Well,
you see? You see what's happening?
They were setting up to
the
do
Romulans
a funny Star Trek
using
episode.
You.
There's a certain style
what?
To the kind of
your
performance
that
he wanted to acquaint himself
may explain
with.
Your erratic behavior.
I told you, I'm a work in progress. I was only installed 6 weeks ago.
Stable or not, I need you. And so does he.
He'll live. I say we leave him and deactivate ourselves.
No! You're free to do as you please. Go cower inside the data processor if you'd like. I'll work alone.
We're medical holograms. What can we expect to do against a ship full of Romulans?
I'm not sure. Not yet. But I've faced my share of challenges. Alien invasions, macroviral infestations. I've crossed Borg space, traveled through time.
Have you run a self-diagnostic lately? The EMH Mark I is designed to function in sick bay only.
Voyager lost its chief medical officer 4 years ago. I've been active ever since.
4 years? No wonder you're delusional. Your program's degrading after being active for so long.
I assure you, I am in perfect health. I was saving Voyager from annihilation when you were only a gleam in your programmer's eye. Now, are you going to help me take back this ship or not?
That's quite a nice line, isn't it?
Get me the thrombic modulator.
These are pretty cool. He's got some tools here that just look like machined pieces of aluminium, and they're not unlike...
It's the cone-shaped device. Hand it to me, please.
They're not unlike the things that we used to see Bones using on the original series.
Medical science has made a few advances while you've been off in the...
Fairly new equipment
Delta Quadrant,
to our
did you say?
Anyway.
That's right.
We don't use scalpels or leeches anymore. I suggest you let me handle the medical side of things. As for retaking the ship, I'll leave that in your experienced hands.
So we're now back on Voyager. And everyone's kind of sitting about silently waiting. impatiently.
No word. Our link to the sensor net is stable. 7 of 9 is standing watch in astrometrics. I tried to relieve her, but she doesn't want to leave her post. She says she doesn't need to regenerate for the next few days. What are you doing?
Letters home. I started them a year ago. One to my family. One to Mark. I'm making a few updates, just in case. I know. It's premature.
Yeah, right. He's probably moved on anyway.
It's probably a mistake for
us to
get
our hopes up at all. I think he
does, doesn't he? We've been through this before. All right, I'll admit it. I just finished a letter to my cousin in Ohio.
Now in sickbay, we've got Neelix pacing around. There's a couple of injured crewmates.
Doctor is in?
Lieutenant, thank God you're here.
What seems to be the trouble?
Well, one minute they were eating lunch, and the next they started perspiring and complaining of chest pain.
No wonder. Acute functional dyspepsia.
What's that?
Heartburn.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I don't know how this could have happened.
A replicant to see these crewmates, you'd think
we'll
they were
have you
dying.
Feel better in no time. They're going to be all right, aren't they?
It's heartburn, Neelix, not the Terrillium plague.
She's going to replicate some Gaviscon and
anyway?
I'll sort them out.
Rodeo Red's Red Hot Rootin' Tootin' Chili.
Where did you find that recipe?
I've been brushing up on classic American cuisine. When we get back to Earth, I want to make sure I have marketable job skills.
Don't you think you're jumping the gun a little bit?
The doctor is going to make it back, and he's going to bring a plan for Starfleet to rescue us. I have complete confidence in him.
I hope you're right. If not, I'm going to spend the rest of this trip treating upset stomachs.
Oh, believe me, this is never going to happen again. It's just a matter of perfecting the recipe. Next time I'll use a few less jalapenos.
I don't know about anyone else, but I grew quite tired of Neelix. Certainly by season 4, anyway.
I've accessed the navigational logs. We're at warp 9.9, heading straight for Romulan space.
I like Ethan
Phillips.
This
vessel
doctor,
was designed to go faster than anything in the fleet, so we'll never be rescued.
We've got to find a way to turn this ship around.
How?
Waltz onto the bridge and take over the helm?
Refresh my memory. Which of us has the terrible bedside manner?
You're not my patient.
My first bit of good news. We have to incapacitate the Romulans somehow. What kind of anesthetics do you have handy?
They play
only
off each other really well.
Axanol,
with their mutual sarcasm, don't they?
Anesthazine.
Neurazine will do nicely. It can be distributed in gaseous form. Show me a schematic of the ship's ventilation system. Please.
All primary systems have been rerouted to the bridge, including environmental control.
It looks like there are hollow emitters on every deck.
There are. Unlike you, I'm not condemned to a sick bay.
Get 3 canisters of Neurazine. As a matter of record, I have free rein on Voyager, and I can even leave the ship as well.
Leave your ship? How?
My mobile emitter? A little piece of 29th century technology we obtained?
Really?
I'm as close to a sentient life form as any hologram could hope to be. I socialize with the crew, fraternize with aliens. I've even had sexual relations.
Sex? How's that possible? We're not equipped.
Let's just say I made an addition to my program.
Before you leave, maybe you could download those subroutines into my database.
We'll see.
Case of one-upmanship there.
It looks like the only place I can access environmental control is from the ops console on the bridge.
The bridge is swarming with Romulans.
That's the first thing you learn in the real world. Think on your feet.
Well, good luck then. Computer, deactivate.
Not so fast. You're going to Jeffrey's Tube 17. The moment I unlock the controls, you release the gas into the ventilation system.
Jeffrey's Tube 17, that's 5 decks up. What if I run into Romulans?
Improvise. Your journey begins here.
It's quite good, this. He doesn't know how to get into the Jeffrey's tube while holding the canisters.
Traditionally, one crawls in head first. Thanks.
There you are, Doctor. Have you completed the surgery?
Yes. Your friend is recovering nicely. However, I found something disturbing in his blood work. It seems he's been exposed to a nasty strain of the Tirothka virus. And if he was, you may all have been. I've come to run some scans.
No one here is sick.
Not yet. I understand the stomach cramps are unbearable. Although some say the rash is worse.
Conduct your scans. How far are we from our border?
At our present velocity, 40 minutes.
Alter our heading to 118, Mark 26.
No. What a lot of people haven't realized is that at this point, you see an image of a starfield on the view screen, and it's not moving at all, whilst apparently they're at warp 9.
Arrangements to rendezvous with their fleet within the hour.
That was something they'd noticed in post-production. In fact, I'm sure I saw there are some notes on that as well somewhere.
What are you doing?
I'm checking the biofilters for evidence of the virus.
You haven't taken any readings at all.
Yeah, due to a production error, the main view screen on the Prometheus twice shows a stationary starfield, despite the fact that the ship is meanwhile widely regarded as travelling at high warp. The producers had decided that no one would probably notice anyway.
Order the chicken salad.
Or we could just make the conclusion that there was some technological reason for this advanced ship that we weren't seeing stars.
You. What's the emergency? Take a look around here, Harry. What do you see?
Sickbay?
Exactly.
So?
So, it's not the helm of a starship, is it?
Did you accidentally inject yourself with some kind of psychotropic agent?
I am a pilot, Harry, not a doctor.
This is a temporary assignment, just till the doc gets back.
What if he doesn't get back? He'll be back. I need your help, Harry. Rescue me from medical exile.
How?
You're an expert in holotechnology. You have got to design a new doctor.
You really are delirious. It took the greatest holo engineers in Starfleet years to develop the EMH. I can't just design a new doctor.
Think of it as a challenge, Harry. A chance to make history and save your best friend all at the same time.
I often found that strange that there was no other trained personnel. I mean, surely there must have been other crew members. The very basics. Because what if, God forbid, what if something happened to Tom Paris and the doctor? There would have to be someone else with a basic understanding of medical procedures.
You are recalibrating the relay interface.
That's right.
State your reasons for making these modifications.
State your reasons, please. It's not what you say, Seven, it's how you say it.
I don't understand.
You may have noticed that some of the crew seem a bit on edge when you're around.
I was Borg. I elicit apprehension.
No, that's not what I mean. We're not afraid that you're going to assimilate us. We're just not used to... You just... You're rude.
I am rude.
A lesson in manners.
Yes, you order people around, you do things without permission, and whether you realize it or not, you come off as a little insulting. You don't even say please or thank you. Look, I don't expect you to change overnight, but try to remember that we are not just a bunch of drones.
Your attempt to recalibrate the interface is ill-advised. The risk of disrupting our link is too great.
In your opinion, that is exactly what I'm talking about. You haven't even been listening to me. I don't know why I try to talk to you if you don't even... Are we losing the link?
No, we're receiving a transmission from the relay station.
The doctor?
What are you?
I'm Lieutenant Torres of the Starship Voyager.
You are using our technology.
You mean the sensor network? We thought that it was abandoned.
Sinister guy appears on the screen.
Terminate your link.
No, wait, please, we just...
It's got like an armored helmet, an armored face
mask.
The
link has been severed.
And that is the first time that we encounter the Hirogen in this season.
What else have you done to this ship? I will deactivate you unless you start answering my questions.
If I answer them, you'll very likely deactivate me anyway, so I fail to see the point.
You are nothing but a computer-generated projection. I find it hard to believe you're capable of taking these actions independently.
How flattering.
Tell me, who is operating your program? Is it someone on this ship? A Starfleet crew member we missed? Or one of my own men?
Paranoia is a way of life for you, isn't it?
I love that line. It's really good.
The computer log shows the ship received an optronic data stream transmission approximately 6 hours ago. It contained a holographic subroutine.
Who sent it?
Unknown. The data pattern had a Starfleet signature.
So, Starfleet has managed to sneak a holographic operative aboard. Very clever.
Were you only sent to spy on us, or does your mission include sabotage?
The data stream you detected came from an alien sensor network. It transferred me from a Starfleet ship in the Delta Quadrant.
The Delta Quadrant? That's absurd.
This is pointless.
I couldn't agree more.
Maybe there's a better way to retrieve information from a hologram. I suggest a complete algorithm extraction. We can analyze his subroutines one by one.
Proceed.
Only trouble here is that could severely damage or destroy his helometrics.
Isn't there some kind of convention regarding the treatment of prisoners?
And then they begin coughing and gagging before collapsing unconscious. So we see a cloud of something come through the vents.
Sorry to interrupt.
Did you anesthetize the entire ship?
I did.
How did you manage to release the neurazine? I never opened the ventilation system.
Trapped in the Jeffries tube, alone, nowhere to run. His smug comrade, captured by Romulans, EMH Mark II had to improvise. Inspiration! He accessed the main computer and simulated a ship-wide biohazard, making the computer think there was a microbiotic contamination on all decks.
And the ventilation system opened automatically.
Presto, he then crawled back out of the tube, accessed the holo emitters, transferred here, excused the Romulan, saw the dumbfounded look on his comrade's face.
The end! You know, you really should keep a personal log. Why bore others needlessly? We have to get to the bridge. This ship needs a crew, and we're it.
Oh, trouble. The Prometheus is a prototype, top secret. Only 4 people in all of Starfleet were trained to operate it. I hope your myriad adventures included piloting
them
lessons,
the room
because
they're in
there's nothing in my program that will help us fly this thing.
And again, I've we've got a stationary Starfield experience. On the view screen.
Actually, only 2 lessons. And they were in a shuttlecraft on the holodeck.
You'll see what I mean when you
but
watch it.
But I showed great intuition. Where's the helm?
So their mission now is to try and get the thing at warp. Fast.
We're only about 8 minutes from the Romulan border.
Huh, there it is.
So they make their way at the helm, and there's a Romulan sitting there, so they drop him on the floor and take a seat.
This is all very complicated.
Stop breathing down my neck.
My breathing is merely a simulation.
So is my neck. Stop it anyway.
Is this a thruster control?
Don't touch that. We don't know what it does. It could be the self-destruct.
You look worried.
I'm just concentrating.
You don't know what you're doing, do you? This is not a shuttle, and we are not on a holodeck.
Shh.
Mister, I can leave my ship. The voice of experience.
Let me think. Oh, here it is. This looks like the nacelle power control.
So?
There's a little trick I saw Mr. Paris do once. If I can generate a slight overload to the nacelle coils, it'll collapse the warp field.
Oh! What happened?
I did it. We've stopped. Ah. All we have to do now is find a way to send Starfleet a distress signal and...
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. I've never heard that one before.
The bridge of the ship looks really cool.
Oh, no.
What?
I'm not sure, but I think whatever I did initiated a warp core overload.
You mean the ship's going to explode? You've got to stop it.
Huh. No problem.
What now?
Unless I'm mistaken, and for once I sincerely hope I am, there are 3 Romulan warbirds,
on an intercept course.
We're boosting the signal gain as high as it'll go. I think we can cut through the aliens' jamming
system. Yes, meanwhile, back in Astrometrics, they're trying to re-establish the link.
Intrusion. Allow me to explain.
No explanation.
Your relay network gave us the unique opportunity to communicate with our people. They are very far away, and we're expecting a message back from them.
All messages will be intercepted.
He's trying to jam the link again. There must be some room for negotiation. Isn't there anything you might accept in exchange for... What happened?
I generated a feedback surge along our sensor link.
You killed him?
Absolutely.
It was a mild shock.
When diplomacy doesn't work,
and
yeah.
And when he does?
Try an electric shock.
He wasn't responding to diplomacy.
Is the sensor link stable?
Yes, Captain.
Keep watching for the doctor. Let me know if our friend gives us any more trouble.
Mild shock. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Thank you.
So meanwhile, there, back in sick bay,
putting the doctor's physical characteristics.
Harry Kim working on the replacement
Peter,
hologram
activate
doctor.
Activate the emergency medical hologram replacement program.
Do you think we should give him a little more hair?
What do you say we try to get him working first? Then
fair play to Robert Picardo. It must be so hard to keep a straight face during this.
What do we do next?
I've downloaded the ship's entire medical library and compressed it into a single data file. It's got all the classics from Grey's Anatomy to Leonard McCoy's comparative alien physiology.
And once we transfer all the data into Stoneface's matrix, we'll have ourselves a brand new medical expert. That's what I'm
just
hoping.
Just knocking him on the
Harry,
head there as well.
You are a genius.
Don't congratulate me yet. This is only the first step.
Yeah, but it's a step in the right direction.
I'm telling you, this probably isn't going to work. What happened to all that youthful optimism? Being a doctor is a lot more than knowing the facts. We still have to create analytical subroutines to help him diagnose patients, tactile protocols so we can perform surgery, not to mention a personality profile.
Oh, you know, I've been thinking about that. Maybe we should make this one a little more pleasant than the old doc.
All right, I'm ready to transfer the data. Computer, transfer medical library master file to emergency medical replacement hologram.
Transfer complete.
Chapter 1, the animal cell. All the tissues of the body originate from a microscopic structure, the fertilized ovum, which consists of a soft jelly-like material enclosed in a membrane and containing a vesicle.
What's he doing?
A small spherical body inside which are one or more.
I think he's reciting Grey's Anatomy.
This may be regarded as a complete cell.
In fact, you look very carefully at Picard, you can see his eyeballs moving as he's reading all that off a card.
Listen, this is all very fascinating.
In a higher organism, a cell
but would you
be
please be quiet for a minute?
He doesn't have speech recognition protocols yet.
Or give him some, would you?
A soft material similar to that found in the ovum and usually called cytoplasm.
And it starts breaking down.
What's happening?
It's an overload. His matrix can't accommodate all the data.
Contain no nuclei.
Go silent here as Harry's tapping away in a pad.
I'm downloading Grey's Anatomy chapter by chapter.
I thought you said it was too much data for his holomatrix to handle.
It's not for the EMH. It's for you.
Poor Tom. Worth a try, though, eh? We think a really cool shot of a couple of warbirds. Three, actually.
The Romulan vessels are closing in. 2 minutes to intercept. Get us out of here.
I can't get this ship moving. Try rerouting power to the impulse engines.
Reroute power. Here we go. I think I found the relay controls. Hey, I'm finally getting the hang of this.
What's happening?
Sorry. I must have transferred power from the holo emitters.
Well, be more careful. If I'm deactivated, this ship will never get back to Starfleet.
Okay. I'm taking power from life support. We don't need that. Try engines now.
Nothing. Why isn't this working?
30 seconds to intercept. They're right on top of us.
Hold it. I see the problem. The thrust initiator is offline. Stand by.
15 seconds. They're charging weapons!
See if you can access the shields. I said shields!
Already done! Shields up!
This is the Warbird Temet calling the Prometheus. Commander Rikar, respond. Commander.
This is the Prometheus?
Activate your view screen.
Voice.
Our view screen is not operational. We've had some trouble with Starfleet commandos.
Where's Rikar?
In the medical bay. He suffered minor injuries.
Identify yourself.
You first.
You first.
Repeat your last statement. I don't understand.
State your identity.
This is Sub-Commander Almack. Lower your shields and prepare to be boarded.
They're already down. Maybe there's something wrong with your sensor readings. You'd better not try to transport until we can be sure it's safe.
Lower your shields immediately, or I'll open fire.
Immediately? Yes, Prometheus out.
Direct hit, shields down to 20%.
Three more ships are approaching.
We're doomed.
See, for a ship with a plate of armor, for one strike to lower the shields to 20% is not terribly good.
What are they doing?
Firing on us.
They must think Romulans are on board.
They're right!
Vinci, two Defiant class ships. And another ship as well. Looks like a Kira class. So all the Federation ships are firing on the Prometheus as well.
Prometheus
as the
to
Romulan
any Starfleet
warbirds.
Vessel, respond! Prometheus!
It's no use, they can't hear us. The Romulans have scrambled the comm frequencies.
Doctor, some thing just went offline.
Specifically?
The secondary gyrodyne relays in the propulsion field intermatrix have depolarized.
In English!
I'm just reading what it says here.
I'll try to stabilize the ship. Transfer auxiliary power to the maneuvering thrusters.
Transferring auxiliary power now.
Good work, Mark II.
Thanks.
You'd better get to tactical. We're going to have to defend ourselves.
Tactical, right.
What are you waiting for? Shoot!
Shoot! There are so many controls.
Find the one that says fire and push it.
It's not working. It says here the phasers are offline.
Well, then fire a torpedo!
So we see a torpedo leave the Prometheus. Kind of take this elongated way.
You hit the wrong ship.
Referring the underside of one of the Defiant class ships.
Well, then whose fault was it? The torpedoes? You're supposed to tell them what to do! Navigational control is offline!
Everything's offline. Weapons, shields.
It gets worse. There are two warbirds coming right at us!
My brilliant existence cut short. No time to explore the universe, no time to smell the roses, no time for sex.
Initiating decoupling sequence.
What's that? What have I done now?
Auto separation in 10 seconds.
Auto separation?
9.
I think the Romulans did this before.
How do we turn it off?
I don't think we can.
5, 4, 3, 2.
If I recall correctly, this next part gets a little bumpy.
Separation sequence in progress.
Hold on.
Specify attack pattern.
Attack pattern Alpha?
Specify target.
Romulans!
There's a really cool visual effect shot here as we see the three parts of the Prometheus all gang up and destroy one of the
warbirds are in retreat!
Doctor, we've done it! Two holograms alone. Romulans on one side, Starfleet on the other. Alarms beeping everywhere.
EMH Mark II, newborn but filled with courage.
EMH Mark I, armed with years of experience.
Together they emerged triumphant.
The end. Or not.
And there's a couple of Starfleet guys beam aboard.
Welcome
with some rifles.
Welcome to the Prometheus, gentlemen. It's about time.
While back on Voyager.
I'm receiving a transmission through the sensor network. Origin, the Alpha Quadrant.
Does it contain a holographic subroutine?
Yes.
Transfer it to sickbay. Taurus to bridge. Captain, I think he's back.
Now we see him materializing. Well, almost materializing sickbay. Very weak sort of signal, so Catherine jumps on a terminal and tries to boost it.
Doctor. Report.
I did it.
You completed the mission?
Yes. Once the Romulans were out of the way.
Romulans?
They'd taken over the Prometheus, the ship I was on. But I managed to turn the tables on them with a little help from a fellow EMH.
You got through to Starfleet?
I spoke directly with headquarters. Apparently Voyager was declared officially lost 14 months ago. I set the record straight. I told them everything that's happened to this crew. They said they would contact your families to tell them the news, and promised that they won't stop until they found a way to get Voyager back home. And they asked me to relay a message. They wanted you to know you're no longer alone.
Quite a nice line here, too, from Kathy.
60,000 light years. Seems a little closer today.
So there you go, yeah. Voyager was officially declared lost 14 months before the events of this episode, which is approximately the beginning of Star Trek Voyager's third season. So there you go. That was Message in a Bottle. Decent episode, I thought. Just as we come to an end of that, let's take a look at some of the finer points, shall we? As we'll just dial that down a little bit. So a couple of other really interesting points here. Where are we? Yeah, that Starfleet Task Force destroys a Dederidex warbird for the first time on screen. What else happened? We've also got... Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, this episode marks the first appearance of the Hirogen on the series, and after its introduction in this episode, the Prometheus class of starship went on to reappear in both Star Trek Voyager's series finale Endgame and the Star Trek Enterprise episode Azati Prime. There you go. Reception and aftermath. These are also some other tidbits from Memory Alpha. They've got here this episode was Mitch Suskin's favourite instalment of Star Trek Voyager's fourth season, Message in a Bottle. I'm most pleased with, he said, because it was a really funny story. The episode achieved a Nielsen rating of 4.2 million homes, and both of the episode's two lead actors perceived this episode as being a fairly popular one shortly after working on the installment. Andy Dick stated, "As far as I know, people liked this episode. I've gotten positive feedback from everyone I've spoken to, and from what I understand, the fans liked it, which is the most important thing." Robert Picardo later cited this as one of two episodes from the fourth season that he knew had been favourites of the fans on the internet site, the other such outing being Living Witness. One controversial element of this episode was its use of two Defiant-class ships, as many fans had previously believed that the USS Defiant was the only ship of its class, despite other Defiant-class starships appearing in shots of the Second Fleet in Call to Arms. The question of how many Defiant-class ships there were was therefore a topical discussion point both on the internet and among some of the makers of Star Trek themselves. This issue was later directly addressed in the episode Valiant, with confirmation that Starfleet had put the class into full production during the Dominion War. Robert Picardo was extremely pleased that the relationship between his own character of the Doctor and the EMH Mark II was publicised as being similar to the bond between Frasier and Niles Crane. The actor remembered when the Voyager show aired, "We got a review in USA Today that called Andy Dick and I the Frasier and Niles of outer space. Because I love that show and both those actors, I thought that was about the highest compliment we could have gotten." So there you go. Right, so that was the reception and the aftermath. Star Trek Monthly scored the episode 4 out of 5 stars, and I'd probably go along with that. I thought it was a thoroughly enjoyable episode of Trek. The visual effects were fantastic. The concept for the story was quite original, and yeah, I really enjoyed it. So that just about wraps it up for this week. Thanks very much for listening, downloading. I've certainly enjoyed watching this episode again, and hopefully you will too if you do go back and watch it. Keep in touch, of course. I've still got the email running. It's trekerpodcast@gmail.com, and you can find more details on the podcast at my Podomatic site if you just Google Podomatic and do a search for Star Trek ER on there. You'll be able to find us too. So look forward to talking to you guys again soon, and until then, keep on trekking. Okay, bye for now.